looking out over an ever so slightly snowy golf course from a building which is pretty much standing alone. But I'm not alone. There are many people here. Over 60 attendees today to the Hyper Island Masterclass I'm a part of. And I'm a part of that masterclass with a number of other people speaking and facilitating and doing all kinds of wonderful things. One individual is you, sir. What's your name, please?
Jesper Astrom.
You said Jasper. I thought it was Jesper.
Yeah, well, I Americanize it somewhat whenever I speak English.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, that's easier for me to call you Jasper. What are you doing here?
I'm going to help curate some minds around data.
You are the data guy.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to look at anything from conversion rates to how you can use data in order to create stories.
I'm glad you added that bit on the end because the beginning bit was a bit boring. But you've told me some really, really interesting stories of past projects you've been involved in, probably stuff we can't share here. But you've definitely got your head around data. How is it constantly changing? Because there's some big things changing, in particular with SEO, that people don't really have a grasp of, do they?
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, especially the analysis part of SEO and to find new opportunities, to know where the big brands aren't moving, but where they are willing to pay for traffic. So you can harvest traffic if you know where to look for it in all the data that is being produced. Trends, memes, whatever comes up that people start searching for. If you have the creativity to create the stories and have the knowledge about how to rank, that data mining where the trend is going, and then having the knowledge to make it rank, that is becoming an asset. So that is how you mix SEO with data.
I saw you working earlier on, and there was definitely some detective work going on. You're looking at what to me are zigzaggy lines on a chart, signifying a couple of different brands, and one plummets as the other one increases. And it wasn't until you overlaid the data of one organization on another did this become clear and evident that it might be the one organization really getting better at using the web causing the other one to fail.
Yeah, and that is one of the... It's using Google Trends, a very simple tool. You can add brands. And one of the funny things is that we noticed that it correlates to market share. Like the search volumes, the demand from users in search engines for a specific brand, it correlates very well with market share for that brand on a particular market. Meaning we can look at both historically how companies and how brands have grown and they then failed as other brands have taken over the market. So that's pretty much what I was doing there. And I was actually surprised that the shift was so great within the fashion retail business here in Germany.
And to the extent you actually contacted one of the organizations to get verification of these stats.
Yes, exactly.
It's good that you verify what you're looking at as well, because stats can lie a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. And I mean, that's Google's view on search demand. If they would have an interest showing this specific kind of pattern, then they would show this specific kind of pattern. So you always got to verify the data wherever the source is. It doesn't matter if it's Wikipedia, which is very trustworthy in many occasions, or if it's Google or Facebook. It's not unfiltered. It always goes through the Google or the Facebook filter before it's published. And so that we have to keep in the back of our mind.
Have you always been a numbers person? Is it something you've always done through school, everything?
No, since, I don't know, I think I fell in love with mathematics in 2002, 2003. And since then I've been into it.
Wow. Did you do pure maths at uni or something?
A bit, but not. I did statistics, in which I used a lot of mathematics. But so we did deep regression analysis, looking at curves.
You definitely have done something with your brain in a good way, because today, I mean, there's something about numbers. Ever since I got a mobile phone, my brain has just stopped the ability to remember any number. I used to have 20 phone numbers in my head. Today, every time I need the password and the login for the Wi-Fi, both number-based, you just, straight away, you've got it. Somewhere, it's burned into your brain. Is that normal?
I don't know. I remember my credit cards as well, like all the numbers. And
on all of your cards?
Yes.
No, that's not normal. That's weird.
No, but it's like music. So I think that's how I remember it, because I was thinking about it. It's like the beat. If it's a simple beat, then I remember it. Like,
so can you whistle me your credit card number?
Most likely.
Really? Oh, you were going to do it?
Yeah. If you could whistle, you'd whistle.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. No,
but then you have, I mean, your phone number, for example.
Don't give it out now.
No, but now I've got it in my memory.
Really? I only told you that once very fast.
Yeah.
And this morning.
And now it's stuck.
Oh, well, that's handy. If ever you want to phone me, it's cool.
But it has a nice beat to it.
That's, I guess, how I remembered it. I obviously remember my own phone number. There's only like four numbers in it or something. So, wow. So what do people have to do to get into analytics? And even if it's just to analyze and get a grip with their own statistics?
Think of it as something else than numbers. Because numbers in themselves are pretty boring. And, I mean, for me, actually, this is what I did. I visualized derivatives as a dragon sitting in a box and then popping out of the box, eating up numbers. That's how I got interested in math. So, I mean, get some booze, get some numbers, sit back and just, like, explore them and look at the shapes of them. Look at how they, you know, like, where you can put dots. Because dots in a series of numbers can mean a variety of things. And then you start thinking of it as art. And then it becomes creative. But it's still inside the box. So you'd never go outside the box. But you remain in the box. And that's how numbers become interesting. And analytics in general.
Wow. Wow. That is exactly not how I was taught mathematics
exactly.
At school.
No. The schools are not very... I mean, the best way of doing... Like, Khan Academy is doing an excellent job now turning maths into a game. And I so like that initiative. It's still not as colorful as I like it to be, but that's my perspective. I think this helps a lot of kids get into math.
Thanks very much. You've got an awful lot of online spaces. Where can people find you if they want to find out more about you?
Jesper Astrom, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, just Google it.
And I will drop your name in the notes on this audio. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.